Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Patrick Braun. He is with Braun Lapidary, but he is also bringing in the Castle Valley Mineral and Rock Show coming up. This is a lot of fun, especially if you're into this, and this is the perfect area for this. That's what we were just kind of talking off the air. My wife goes out and just loves to look for rocks and find different things. My mother-in-law. And so this is a great thing if you're into that. It's going to be right here in our own backyard. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be with you.
So let's talk about the Rock and Mineral Show. Now, you didn't have it last year, obviously, because everything else just kind of fell apart. But how many years have you had this?
Well, this is our 14th year. And because of COVID, we missed it. And we are so happy to be back for our 14th year.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And like I said, we are in like the almost the perfect area for people that love to go out and explore. And I would assume that you're one of those people as well.
You know, for me, everything that glitters is gold. So I'm always looking at the ground, always looking for the new find, something exciting.
You know, and I don't want to give anything away, but, you know, being that kind of a person, do you have a favorite spot that you like to go?
Oh, you know, I do have favorite spots, but almost anything that we find in Utah is one of my favorites. I love the geology of Utah, and especially where we live here in southeastern Utah. It's fantastic. And that's one thing I wanted to mention at the show. When you're talking about your wife and the people that like to go out and find things, there's a lot of knowledge all in one place at this show. And a lot of times people will just bring in rocks that they found, and we can a lot of times help them identify that. And so that's kind of fun, is just seeing the things that people bring in and say, hey, I found this. What do you think it is?
Almost like an antiques roadshow.
That's right.
All right.
Oldest of antiques.
So what kind of things are people going to be able to see and do at the Rock and Mineral Show?
Well, you know, we've got some really unique vendors, and those that have attended before are going to see some familiar faces and also some new faces this year. And we've got a full slate. All of our vendor spots are filled up. And so, you know, if you're coming in and it's your first time in the show, you're going to see beads, you're going to see jewelry, minerals, fossils, gemstones, cabochons, finished jewelry. We have a silent auction. Beautiful stones from all over the world. And that's what's fascinating and fun. You know, you can go to a museum, but a lot of times you can't touch. You come to the show, you see the vendors, you can pick it up, you can talk to them. The nice thing about the vendors, they're absolutely passionate about what they do. And there's a history behind where all of the material comes from, whether they found it themselves or whether they've imported it. It's pretty fascinating. And that's what's fun is talking to the people.
And that was going to be my next question, is this seems like the type of thing that's really almost like a gathering. Almost it would be, I would equate it maybe, I don't want to step on any toes, but maybe equate it to like a mountain man rendezvous. Everybody kind of gets together and everybody has the same, you know, the same thoughts and things about this product and this certain items. And it's probably just a lot of fun of people getting together and talking about rocks and minerals, I would assume. Is that pretty much what goes on?
You know, that's correct. It's just there's a following and people, a lot of Utah residents and even the surrounding states, they go from show to show to show, and they're always looking for new material. And, you know, again, the vendors, they're passionate about what they do. One of our vendors in particular, they sell opals, a beautiful fiery gemstone from Ethiopia. And the vendors themselves are from Ethiopia, and they go directly to the source and bring it in. And here they are in Bryce, Utah, set up for a couple of days. You can talk to them about how they obtained the stones and what it was like getting them in. They're beautiful. And that's just like one vendor, and we have several vendors that are that way, that are talking about you know, their material and what they've done. You're also going to talk to people that make their own jewelry. You know, I'm a silversmith, and then we have San Rafael Works out of Castledale, another group of silversmiths who do silversmithing, beadwork, and leather, and they're displaying, and they'll be doing a small demonstration. If you're interested in jewelry or beading or how do I do this, this is a great place to get your foot in the door and see, to talk to people that know and see if it's something that interests you or not.
And just kind of learn your way and decide that, you know, this is something that's really fun. And, you know, I'm sure they sell like all everything you would need to get started too, is things like that. It would be there, are they not? Is that what one of the things too?
Absolutely. Another vendor, speaking of beads, they're coming out of Colorado. They have a wonderful selection and all of the supplies that you need to do that. So if you want to make earrings or necklaces or bracelets, a great resource, and beads for you to sell. You know, this is a smaller show, but it's a quality show. And so rather than driving to Salt Lake or out of the area, we're here in Price, and we're excited to be there. And happy that we've had the support of the community for 14 years and still going strong, and just really happy that COVID numbers have subsided enough so that we can come and see everyone again.
All right. Patrick, once again, let's let everybody know when it is and where it is and what time things are going to get going.
Fantastic. We are at the Carbon County Event Center right there on Fairgrounds Road. We're going to be set up on Friday and Saturday, June 11th and 12th. We're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. And the one thing to make note of is that we always do a door prize drawing on Saturday, 5 or 6 p.m., something like that. And we're giving away cash prizes for you to, gift card prizes, I should say, for you to spend right there at the show. And that's when our silent auction is. So, you know, if you can only come one day, I would suggest coming on Saturday, especially in the afternoon. You've got to be present to win, but you may pick up a nice gift certificate to use there in the show to buy something.
It's the Rock and Mineral Show out at the Carbon County Event Center. If people have any questions, have you got a Facebook page? Can they call you? What's the best way to get more information?
Yeah, great question. They're welcome to call. We've got a couple of phone numbers, 435-609-0674 or 435-381-5192. And we are also on Facebook, but if you want to give us a call, if you have any other questions, we'd be happy to answer those. Other than that, we look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Patrick Braun with the Rock and Mineral Show coming up June 11th and 12th. It's going to be a great time. If you love talking about rocks with other people, if you love looking at them and, you know, building jewelry, all those kinds of things, get on out and have a good time. Patrick, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate you.
And thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.